A high-tech company in San Diego is looking for a new CEO with an untarnished record of honest bookkeeping. The JNI Corporation fired its last CEO after discovering that he'd misrepresented a single transaction last year, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The JNI Corporation sells computer chips and other devices used in data storage networks. Last month, the company revealed that it hadn't sold quite as many of the devices in the fourth quarter of last year as previously reported. It lowered its report of sales, or revenue, by $500,000. That's not unusual these days. A record number of companies have been forced to correct their financial statements, three times as many as in 1997. But JNI's board of directors went further, firing the CEO responsible for the overstatement. Interim CEO John Stiska said in a conference call the board regretted taking such drastic action, but he said the company has zero tolerance for improper bookkeeping.
This is essential in today's environment of examining any and all questionable practices of management. The confidence in financial statements and the accounting for revenues and related earnings must be maintained.
Here's what JNI says happened. In the last week of December, the company shipped $500,000 worth of parts to a manufacturer. That pumped a little more life into the company's sales, which had fallen by more than half from the previous year thanks to the tech slowdown. The sale also added a penny per share to JNI's bottom line. But unbeknownst to others in the company, CEO Neil Waddington had told the manufacturer it could return the parts if they weren't needed. The secret side agreement was discovered last month when the manufacturer did return some of the parts. Waddington, the ousted CEO, did not return calls seeking comment. One analyst on the conference call expressed surprise that a $75 million company would fire its leader over a relatively small mistake. Chief Financial Officer Gloria Purdy says it's not the dollar figure that's important.
In this environment, any clear violation of revenue recognition policy needs to be taken very seriously.
This environment is one in which both regulators and investors are taking a closer look at financial statements in reaction to years of corporate excess. JNI's ruse is one tiny example of the ways companies have manipulated revenues, from stuffing the sales channel with unwanted goods to making phony bandwidth or electricity trades. Earlier this year, Xerox paid $10 million to settle a complaint brought by the Securities and Exchange Commission that it mischaracterized service contracts in order to boost revenue. SEC Chairman Harvey Pitt says the commission is now scrutinizing the accounting of many other companies for possible revenue tricks.
For the investing public, there's one common thread, and that is, are they getting an accurate picture of what the company's results are?
Part of the problem is the U.S. has no comprehensive guidelines on when and how sales or revenue ought to be recorded, especially in complex transactions. Last month, the Financial Accounting Standards Board set out to develop some guidelines. Project manager Todd Johnson says revenue has become a key yardstick for measuring a company's performance.
There are companies that have not had earnings at any time in their relatively brief histories, and so the only thing that users of financial statements can look to would be the revenues they've produced. So that becomes an important feature.
Johnson says it will take 2 or 3 years to develop the new guidelines. In the meantime, the SEC promises to crack down on companies that use misleading revenue figures, and some corporate boards, including JNI's, are cracking down as well. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.